yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea, commonly known as North Korea, is one of the most talked about yet least understood nations on Earth. The controversy over North Korea and its enmity with the US is a long story with many ups and downs. A story of invasion, death, and destruction. To have a better understanding of North Korea's current situation and its relationship with the world, a wider political picture is inevitable. 19th century was the era of colonial powers and their greed to invade and conquer small and weak countries as much as possible. Although many Western countries are known as colonialists, in the East there were also the same tendencies from countries like Japan. In 1895, Japan defeated China in the Sino-Japanese War and 10 years later defeated the Russians in the Russo-Japanese War. Winning both of these wars, Japan became strong enough to force Korea to become a protectorate. Japan treated Korea as a conquered land, and after encountering significant Korean resistance to Japanese control, formally annexed the country in 1910. It imposed several measures designed to assimilate the Korean population, including outlawing the Korean language and even Korean family names. The Japanese ruled over Korea for 35 years, cracking down on any opposition movement in the meantime.
The morning of September the 2nd, 1945, the United States battleship Missouri is anchored in Tokyo Bay. The new Japanese foreign minister, Shigemitsu, limps on board to sign the surrender document.
At the end of World War II, following Japan's surrender and subsequent withdrawal from the Korean Peninsula on August 15, 1945, the victorious allies, the United States, the Soviet Union, France, and England, decided to temporarily divide and occupy Korea to make preparations for the reunification of Korea soon. The United States occupied the South and the Soviet Union the North. The border between two countries was on 38th parallel that divides the Korean Peninsula roughly in half. The Soviets and Americans proceeded to build up regimes in the North and South that supported their own strategic interests. But the two governments could not work together since the North was a communist one under the influence of the Soviet Union and China, and the South was a Western-supported government. This was the beginning of the division of the country, which affected millions of people living together for more than a millennium. In February 1946, Kim Il-sung formed the Interim People's Council, while in the South, Syngman Rhee founded the Representative Council, the forerunner to the South Korean Interim Legislative Assembly. Following the elections in the North and South, both the Soviets and Americans withdrew from their occupation zones, setting the stage for the Korean War. Periodic confrontations ensued, each regime testing the military resolve of the other. Beginning in the summer of 1949, the South launched raids across the border. In the fall of 1949, Northern forces responded with cross-border raids, initiating clashes against Southern troops. There are conflicting reports as to which side initiated the Korean War, but it is generally acknowledged that the Korean War officially began on the morning of June 25, 1950. Within 3 days, Seoul, the South's capital, had fallen and the Rhee government fled in the face of the onslaught. South Korean troops were in full retreat. The North's occupation of the South lasted for about 2 months until the United States and other Western nations intervened in support of South Korean forces.
United Nations forces drive ahead toward the Manchurian border and the power dams of Northern Korea, which the Communists have been fighting desperately to defend.
In September, U.S. forces quickly took Seoul. Following the capture of Incheon and Seoul, they launched a counteroffensive, pursuing the disorganized North Korean army across the 38th parallel.
They attacked every factory, every city, and every village with incendiary bombs and napalm.
The war shifted again when, in November 1950, Chinese troops crossed the Yalu River and launched a major offensive, driving US-led forces back to the 38th parallel. Finally, the two sides ended their hostilities by signing an armistice agreement, and the division of Korea became permanent. The armistice was signed on July 27, 1953, and was designed to ensure a complete cessation of hostilities and all acts of armed force in Korea until a final peaceful settlement is achieved. But to this day, no final peaceful settlement has been achieved. The cost of the Korean War was staggering. The North's economic and transportation infrastructure had been completely destroyed, and many people had lost their lives. Although precise figures are not available, it has been estimated that a combined 3 million people were either killed or wounded on both sides. North Korea faced massive post-war political and economic challenges. To reduce the country's reliance on foreign help, Kim Il-sung developed and fostered a policy of extreme self-reliance called Juche. While maintaining strategic relations with China and the Soviet Union, Kim also managed to reinforce his country's own independence. Collectivization of agriculture and a series of five-year plans were used to revitalize the devastated North Korean economy after the war. This collective strategy was extended to industry, mirroring the socialist command economy policies of the Soviet Union and China. Reconstruction and the priority development of heavy industry were stressed after the war, with consumer goods given a low priority. The death of Kim Il-sung in 1994 led to the succession by his son, Kim Jong-il. Since that time, there has been some progress in bettering relations between South and North Korea, although it has been marked by periods of instability and high tensions.
먼저 국기에 대한 경례가
The two Korean leaders met in Pyongyang in 2000, marking the first meeting between the leaders of North and South Korea since 1945. Decisions on reconciliation and economic cooperation between the two countries were highlighted, and this event was seen as the first real step toward the eventual reunification of the Korean Peninsula. Because of the withdrawal of Soviet and Chinese food subsidies in the early 1990s, as well as the cumulative effect of collective farming, food availability in North Korea declined steadily and then plummeted between 1995 and 1997, when flooding followed by drought struck the country, which in turn caused a severe famine in the country. The precise demographic impact of the famine remains uncertain, but based on different reports, between 1 and 3 million people died of starvation and hunger-related illnesses during the years between 1994 and 1998. The famine has generated a range of social and political effects.
Before I take your questions, I'd like to say just a word about the framework with North Korea that Ambassador Gallucci signed this morning. This is a good deal for the United States. North Korea will freeze and then dismantle its nuclear program. South Korea and our other allies will be better protected. The entire world will be safer as we slow the spread of nuclear weapons.
After many negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea, which failed due to the broken promises by the U.S. on North Korea's nuclear program, North Korea tested its first nuclear bomb on October 9, 2006, which was followed by other tests. This indeed triggered a new period of political turmoil and hostility between North Korea and the United States. On December 17, 2011, Kim Jong-il died and was succeeded by his youngest son, Kim Jong-un. Although many doubted that this young man could lead the country, after 6 years he has shown the world that he is even tougher than his predecessors in some occasions, mainly in challenging US hegemony.